Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
What's going on? How you doing? Comedian Neil Wood here in the studio in Philadelphia. Loving life. I'm good to be here. We're good. The old co-host, Adam Nutter. How you feel, bub?
Yo, what's up? Feeling good? Off the gym? Fresh pump?
And we got a fucking... Jesus Christ. And we got a great guest today. Just hold it in, Neil, and be professional. That's all we got to do. Just ride this out. We got a great guest today. Faceless, everybody.
How's it
happy
going,
to
guys?
Be here. Happy to have you.
Yeah, just happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Or at Scumlord on YouTube. We'll flash it up too.
Yeah, with
their SKVM, baby. LORD. Yeah, check them out. It's amazing stuff. Boom. Very, very fun.
Yeah, dude. I first met Faceless. I was, I guess, before we started, I was guest hosting Tower Gang, guest co hosting, and they had Faceless on. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? This guy looks interesting as fucking Cole. Cole was like, dude, I'm telling you, this guy's awesome. He was like hyping you up in the group chat. We're all like, we'll see. And then you start telling stories about stealing catalytic converters. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, this guy's pretty cool.
I've had a fun time, man. Luckily, yeah. I haven't been caught. I've been a smooth criminal. So,
I mean, living out in the fucking deserts of California, dude.
Oh, man, it's awesome out here. It's like the Wild West.
I know. Really, I'm jealous. Is. We have so many rules over here.
Yeah. No, it's we have a lot of rules, but it's easier to get away with them right where I'm at, right smack dab in San Bernardino, so.
Yeah, right. And you're saying it's one of the biggest counties you live in?
Yeah, San Bernardino is one of the biggest counties. I hear, I don't know about the statistics, but I hear that we're in competition with Chicago in, it's either crime rate or kill count or some shit, nice. You know, homicide count. So
yep. Philly,
it's a wild place.
Step it up, you know?
Kill
yeah,
count.
Let's
kill
go.
Count.
Yeah, kill
those numbers. Bump those numbers up, baby. Those are rookie numbers.
Philly's
like
lacking.
Like a cop actually says that at like a briefing. I'm murder count. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. He's like, kill count. Sorry. I know
that
it's supposed to stop saying that.
Yeah.
gotta stop saying that shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We have a good episode for everybody listening today. We got a new segment we're going to debut on the show called Do Trust Me, where Neil and I, or I guess if they want, we're going to bring in a wild conspiracy theory or very unpopular thought and see where that takes us. On the show, we got a cool animal attack video to get you fucks to our Patreon, which we should lead with that because it's pretty fucking wild. But also, Faceless has some wild stories too that I want to get into, like saw a skinwalker. Not skinwalker, you saw a crawler or a skinwalker potentially?
Skinwalker.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I know. Crazy. So we have a crazy good episode today. So you know what? Where do you guys want to start with? Tiger Shark video, new segment, or fucking Skinwalker story?
The new segment I'm not ready for. I need an aperitif. I need something. You know what I mean? I'm
going
to need a little something. So the shark thing I've been looking forward to.
Yeah.
Because right? this is the shark thing. This isn't the tiger loose.
No. That's for our Patreon. This is the tiger shark.
Patreon. Very pumped.
Yeah. So obviously,
Mr. Faceless, is that okay with you?
Yes. I love. I'm like one of those kids that grew up like at like 10 years old. I was watching beheading videos and shit. And
yeah.
Then going down to the family dinner table and like shaking while I'm eating. Fucking
wide-eyed.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching
it up to today.
Dude, you remember watching the old Dagestani like Russian conflict war video where they just behead the Dagestani guy like in the road? And I was like, all right, I'm going to eat cereal now. It's like, it explains a lot, though. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely explains a lot. All right, so obviously for all you people watching, we can't play this. So we're going to have to edit. But you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus, and the full unedited video will be there for your viewing pleasure. So you could watch this guy's life get fucking taken from by a giant shark.
Some days fucking
it's
nature
fucking
just takes one, dude.
So bad,
I hate vacation people, so this is great for me.
Right.
I fucking hate travel sluts.
Yeah, so let's set it up. Let's set it up. A Russian tourist in Egypt. That's the setup. That's the setup, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Merkoff, get out of there, Merkoff.
Yeah, Vladimir.
Get out of that water, buddy.
So, this is horrifying. Truly my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Watch this, dude.
He is flailing.
Did you see that?
God. He's completely upside down at one point.
Pause.
Out of the
pause. Yeah. Please. Oh, I went too far. Oh, no. I'm fucking up. Oh, no. Here we go. Okay. Look at this, dude.
That is... this looks like Jaws footage.
Yes.
Like,
okay, look at this.
Almost laughing out, dude.
First, okay, can we talk about how that means he's in the shark's mouth, like his head.
Yeah, dude. He's up in there right now. He's looking at the tummy.
What do you do?
He's looking at the he's inside counting ribs.
Can I comment? The funny
Absolutely,
thing about
please.
This is there's guys in the world right now that think that they could fight a shark. There's like actual men that think that they could fight a shark or like a mountain lion or like. And then you see videos like this. It's like, no, dude, you're not doing shit. You're getting this is an embarrassing way to die with your feet up in the air, your ass and feet up in the air,
legs
getting thrown around like a bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing too. It's like it's not even like you could like. Tee off at the bear. Like, you'll lose to a bear, but at least you're on land. You know, like, you know what land's like. You could run. Mm-hmm. You could, like, tee off against a bear. Something. Here, you're like, like, you're at the mercy of the shark just being tossed around like a bitch.
One of my biggest fears, it's not, like, it's that, like, trauma. He's, like, in swimsuit. Like, he's just indecent. That's, like, one of my biggest fears is being indecent while getting fucked up.
Absolutely. Dude, yeah, I have another irrational, maybe it's rational, maybe not. Getting hit by a car and my pants ripping and just being unconscious with just like no underwear on and just completely knocked out.
Yes.
I was like, look at this fucking small dick. And I'm like, it's tough. It was knocked out.
Have you guys ever had actual trauma to your bottom half? Like been in like a bad accident or anything?
I have a bunch of trauma to my head from accidents and stuff.
So let me explain it. What happens when you have trauma to your bottom half? I fucking I used to snowboard a lot, and I went off a really big jump. I was like one of those guys, adrenaline junkie, I'd go off a huge fucking jump, and I went off this huge jump, and the lip was wrong, and I started basically like we call it rolling down the windows in the air, and my feet went up in the air, and my legs, and I like basically butt bombed at like a V position to my ass, and it instantly made me. Your body has this weird thing where it wants to find comfort instantly, and I swear I broke my tailbone that day. I never went to the hospital because I didn't have health insurance, but my body wanted to find comfort, so the instant reaction was to shit my pants. It was like void your bowels, and I held it in for a while, dude. But I was like it fucked my pants up. Like my pants were pulled down because I slid. Like it was horrible, dude.
I like how, by the way, like what you're supposed to do is the same thing a cartoon character would do in that instance. Like, just flap your arms, man, and hopefully you start flying.
Yeah, exactly, like, dude. The best part about it is a group of girls came up, and they were like, are you okay? And I was laying on the ground. I was like, I gotta shit my pants. I gotta shit. And they were like, what? I was like, I have to shit. Oh. And they were like, they just went away. They left.
I like how you didn't even try to play it off cool. You're just like, I'm proud of you for not thinking you're going to die, because that's a fear. Like, you know, like they say right before you die, you shit yourself. Like, is this it? Is this how I go out?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm smart enough for that. I don't think that thought process. I went instinctual, dude.
Yeah, just tribal with it.
Yeah, I went tribal. Shit your pants.
All right, let's finish watching.
I just love that, like, you're not, it's... He hit his ass so hard, his ass gave up. Like, it's just your body sometimes is just like, yo, dude, you can't be hitting your butt this hard. Like, you just can't. You just can't hit your butt this hard.
It's like teaching you a lesson.
It was a very public thing, too. Like, everyone was watching. It was embarrassing, bro. Fucking laying there.
I didn't shit or hit, like, a bottom half where I would shit. But I love that also, especially it's always the women who, like, walk. It's never a bunch of bros who are like, dude, I think I shit. Like, who woke up? It will be a bunch of women who walk up like, are you okay?
No, I have shit
like,
coming out of my ass.
Oh, dude. No. Look at my dick. It's cold. Look at it. I'm shitting. Like, look at my dick. It's shitting. It's cold. Like,
shoes are filled with diarrhea.
Yeah,
like, I'm not doing great.
Yeah.
Not doing great, ladies.
Look at my shitty little dick. Like, you might as well have just pulled your dick out. Like,
you start going, I'm a little baby boy.
Like, you sucking my thumb?
I would have actually, that embarrassing, I would have played fetish. I would have been like, this is what I'm into.
This is not being embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. You have to be into it now. Oh, I'm into it.
Look at me.
Look at my shitty.
Totally jerk off and enjoy this not being pain at all.
That's so funny.
We saw this guy apparently his fetish is going off a big jump first. Ass planting. Yeah. Right?
Not nailing it, not looking cool at all.
No. He goes up he goes up
like
fully
like
V's.
Butt
he just
bumped,
V's.
Like,
yeah. Just he fully V's, goes ass first, just Wile E. Coyote skidding to a halt. And then no joke, he just waits for someone to come up to him. He jerks off and shits his pants. It was the wildest fetish.
I'm not going back to the ski resort, I'll tell you that much.
I think it's the cold factor, too. You're also freezing. You're freezing.
Right? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Want a little warmth?
It's like I'm burning off hypothermia. Stop it.
Start pissing and shitting yourself for warmth.
I'm not going back to sexy Brown Mountain from now on. No, I'm not doing that. These guys up there are weird.
Yeah. Brown Note Ridge is weird, guys. I wouldn't go there anymore.
Yeah. Bowel Movement Creek. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Shit. Okay, sorry. Shark attack.
Yeah, right.
Only us can we interrupt the shark attack for a good poop story.
I know, we suck.
Faceless just nailing it, just seamlessly.
Seamlessly,
joining our display of embarrassment, just like this guy.
So this guy's being tossed out like a mouse by a cat right now.
Yeah, just dude. Like, I mean, like literally upside down. But by the way, once you see him like this, you're like, this guy's dead. Like, you know, like some of the shark attack videos are like, this guy's going to make it. You know, but this one you're like, this guy's fucking.
I like how it looks
dead.
Just like the movies where he's like, whoa, like it going does. Around.
Yeah. It's a good, interesting place to be stopped because at this point, I usually would see, I don't know why, but there's clearly being filmed from, this guy's being filmed from a boat, and we have not seen them move a finger.
So, no, I think this is shark. On land because you'll see. Yeah, they're on land for sure.
Oh, he is.
For sure on land. Because it's very. Sad but funny at the end. Okay, keep that in mind.
This is even worse then. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Got you.
So okay, now you'll see the shark coming up. Now this guy, every time he goes to resurface, he's like, and then under. Watch this shit.
No.
Get oh my god!
Oh, look at that. There's a shark. Oh no.
Fuck.
By the way, try swimming better. Oh no. Oh god. Oh no. Dude, you see shoulder. It? Did you no, see no, him breach the water and grab him, dude?
That was shoulder. That was like chest right there. Mm-hmm. Say whatever you need to right now. Say whatever.
Yeah. Dude, this shark. And no,
the code for the account is 74. Oh, 27. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, boat, maybe. Yeah,
exactly. It was maybe literally. That's the video. It literally 2 seconds after his last breath, this boat's like, what's up?
Yeah, hey, dude.
Hey, what's
you
up?
In trouble?
Yeah, you need help?
You guys okay? Or
dude, look at this. That's so scary, dude. Oh my, right there. Oh.
See, me personally, I would have got out of that situation. I'm just built different.
What would you have done?
I would have just fought it. I would have just whipped its ass. I'm different.
Like I'm him.
Yeah, I'm him.
Like fight or flight in the water is a harder emotion to have, and unfortunately, it's one where Faceless obviously is trained, and he goes
water
fight.
Combat.
Because you need to, like, yeah, his first thing is if, like, someone yells shark, your first thing is, he doesn't have goggles on, so he's in trouble. It's basically just where. He should be immediately communicating, where did you see it, to put his back to it, right? Mm-hmm. Just like, okay, here we go. Let's hope it doesn't go around. I can't see in this water. I can't tell. Can you guys tell, or where's this at again?
Egypt.
The water's probably murky. Depending on your sight, it's salty. You're not going to be able to.
I don't
know.
All I know is also tiger shark, the most aggressive of sharks. It goes tiger, bull, I think, or bull, tiger, great white. They're one or two. So it's like the worst shark to also run into, like in the ocean. Like just swimming. It's things like, I'm going to fuck you up.
This is also what Adam's helping with at the fucking shore. You know what I mean? No actual helpful information. Just yelling, it's probably a tiger shark.
Yeah.
One of the most dangerous.
Yeah, you're
really
fucked.
Not helpful. Yeah,
get
you're in a lot
it.
Of trouble
you
right
gotta
now.
You
got to
choke it. Get behind it. Yeah.
Gills.
You don't
Gill
have a
strike.
Knife on you? You don't have a knife. Okay. Honestly, I'm going to keep walking because honestly, you're fucked.
Yeah, so, honestly, I don't think you're really prepared for this fight by this tiger shark guy.
Make it easy. Make it easy for it.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, expose your genitals and shit. I don't know what else to tell you. That's our go-to is to expose our genitals and shit. So
and at that everywhere. Moment, while this guy's fighting a shark, a boat of girls came by. Like, are you okay? Do you need help? He's like, no, I'm okay.
Trying to play it cool.
I'm exposing my genitals and shitting.
I'm just training my shark. I'm training my pet shark. This is going a little rough. I'm fine, ladies. Thanks for the...
That's fucking awesome. That's so good.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, because but that's the only thing you can do is try to get some kind of line of sight on it, put your back to it, and then hope that when it gets close, you're just there to do what Faceless said. Like, just kind of start fighting it. Like, just get it away, get for an eye. But other than that,
dude, you're right.
He's in flight. It's like, you're not going to flight. There's no flight for
now,
this.
Now, once I felt a tug, I would have, first of all, I would have been like, ah! That would have came out of me for sure. A scream like that would have came out of me. And then I would have been like, well, this is it. I would have been so scared, I wouldn't be able to fight. That's how scared I would have been against the shark. I already have a fear against the fucking ocean
sharks.
Yeah, I
think we saw what happened.
Let's also comment on the fact that he's getting mouthfuls of salt water. Like, that's got to be fucking horrible, the salt water.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You're trying to breathe, so you're fighting air. You're fighting the oxygen. You're fighting teeth. You know what? I saw the aftermath of that guy's body, and then Reddit took it down, and I couldn't find it again. But I had it up here.
Did he not make it?
No, he didn't make it. But, hey, you know what? He didn't make it. But I did see that his head was totally gone. It was gone.
Okay.
But they killed. They found the shark and killed it. By the way, that's the second half of the story.
Yeah.
His head was ripped off. His arm was gone. His whole body was just chewed. It was disgusting.
It's not like I don't know why we. I mean, kill it. But it's again one of those things where I'm like, I guess it's weird because humans won't let it stand. It's like, dude, he was in nature.
Right.
I don't know what.
Right. What are you gonna?
Why are you mad at the shark?
Ding dong. And he rang your doorbell. He's like, I'm going to come in and eat you. And hey, let's kill the shark. It's like, dude, you're in its thing. Like, what are you supposed to do, man?
Yeah,
like,
it's, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I think it's honestly, they just they need to satiate just the community. You know what I mean? They're just like, we can't have a man eater out there. You know what I mean? You just got to be in someone's head.
Could I give you my bravado human take on it? Where it's like, fuck this shark. They don't take one of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll kill millions of you. I'll kill millions of you for this.
Go after its kids. Yeah.
Oh, you want to take one? All right, bet.
I'm taking 10.
We run these streets.
Killing that shark's baby. I'm sure, because the community probably. I would. I'd be like.
But the guy was a Russian tourist, so what community?
True.
You know,
you're not wrong. Maybe this is political. They were like, nah, we took care of it. You know what I mean?
Hey,
we don't want scandal.
Putin's you want some shit down there? He's like, not really.
Yeah.
We'll kill the fuck out. We'll kill all the sharks.
You're busy. You're busy, too. You're, super busy. We took care of it.
You have a whole thing going on. You seem busy. You don't got to come down here. We'll kill this thing. Don't worry about it.
Faceless, you angry at the shark? I'm not angry. I don't. Yeah, would you, go after it for the man purpose? Just being like, fuck the shark. We're killing it?
I'm happy. I say good riddance. I fucking hate travel culture. I hate tourists. I hate, I hate people going places. I'm over it. I'm over all of these destination spots that people are going to.
Yeah.
Fucking people going to dangerous places and then being surprised when they get eaten by a shark. Whatever, dude.
Ask some questions. Ask some locals. You don't see any locals swimming in there.
Zero. By the way,
only guy in the water.
Gentlemen, that's such a great point. I didn't even think of that right now.
All the locals are just filming him. They're like, this guy's crazy.
Or in boats.
He's like, I'm the Russian. I go swimming in shark-infested waters, and he gets manhandled like a bitch.
If I was an Egyptian kid, I'd just be eating snacks on the shore.
Yeah, he's like,
we got another one, boys. Got another one.
His fucking mouth.
Yeah. This is better than TV. Going on.
Shark
week every week. Depends.
You know, someone was like, should we stop? And they're like, hold on. It's been a boring week. Let's see what happens out there.
Again, the kid's there because he's waiting for that opportunity that's in every horror movie. Just we don't go in those waters. You know what I mean? that kind of deal. And he's just there. Yeah. And then he doesn't ask the kids. He just goes in the water. And the kids are like, well, all right.
There's now two videos. That was the worst one. Remember the other one we watched a few months ago? Maybe it was last year. We watched the great white in Australia eat that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are now two videos where everyone goes, the likelihood of a shark in the ocean, why don't you go in the ocean? I'm going to be like, hold on, real quick. I'm going to show them those two videos. Like, that's fucking why I don't go in the ocean. Are you going to fight that off? Yeah. Oh, you're not? Well, I'm not either. So we're good. It's insane that people are like, I go. Oh, who cares? Were you fucking pussy? Yeah.
At least it's not the black people excuse because fish poop in the ocean. Because fish poop in the ocean. It's like, dude, we all know why you don't go in the water. Come on.
Yeah, but that's also my excuse too. I also not a great swimmer.
Come on, bro.
That's also my stereotype.
Look at the worst. In Egypt, so everyone should be swimming. yeah. They're just not in those waters. We just don't go in there. That's a bad place.
Mile down, you're good.
Yeah. Although, you know what? Nile crocodiles. Gotta watch out for those motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You know what? Fuck Africa, dude. Honestly, that's another continent with too many things that could kill you, and it's just not worth it. In Australia.
Finally, something
here,
I could stand behind.
it's just one of those things. Africa. You're like, fuck Africa. Africa's like, we don't come to here. Listen, if they came to Myrtle Beach, which does have shark sightings fairly regularly, and they would be like, oh, what are you doing, guys? This is just, we're from Africa. Ask someone. You know what I mean? They'd be like, we're from this. We know. Ask somebody, see what's going on, check a report, you know what I mean? But it's interesting. The whole thing. I don't know. Yeah, the tourist bullshit and everything. Just ask them. You're fucking an idiot.
Yeah, just ask. That was definitely Russian bravado, though. You know it.
Coast.
Yeah, I can fucking do it.
Insane. I don't know.
Anyway, join the Patreon. Anyway. That was the point of that. We watch those on Patreons, but completely unedited and shit, and it's only $5 a month for all the stuff. So fucking join the Patreon.
Yeah, my thing was, because I got shook when just surfing and just a dolphin. Like, once I, I got out of the water immediately. Just as a nerve check, because I knew it was like I was riding the wave and then saw the dolphin and still was like, nah.
Dolphins rape, dude.
Yeah, all right. Well,
they do.
I didn't want to bring this up. but I was taken down mightily. No, I fought the good fight and the good fight that day. That shook me. Even that, I got out of the water for a bit.
I'm good.
I was like, I got out for a bit. I was like, let's do a check just in case. You know what I mean? But
pass. Fuck that shit.
I saw some people get evacuated from a lake. It's called Silverwood Lake. It's up near where I live, but it has like these little canals and like rivers that lead into it. And we were having a barbecue, and my uncle. He stood at the top, and there's a bunch of like a family of black people down at the bottom, and he pulled down his pants and he shit into the water, and it was this big turd that went all the way down, and he was like, look out, boom 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 boom. Dude, I've never seen a family of people evacuate so fucking quickly. They were screaming. Dude, I watched the little turd just fucking, well, it was a massive turd, it was hefty, but just float all the way down, dude. So that family probably never swims again.
Yeah, you saw the Plinko machine. Yeah.
Dude, it looked like a little boat. It looked like a Viking send-off. Like, just looking like going all the way down, dude. And I just watched havoc happen to this whole little family barbecue down there.
That's always a fun game, dude. Especially mm-hmm. Jersey Shore style. Something just comes up near you that you're not even sure what it is, dude. You're just like, what is that?
Our beach is Santa Monica, so I know. Like, needles and shit.
Oh, been
condoms.
There. We've been there. Yeah, it's gross.
It's not good. Fucking disgusting.
Damn, not great.
Shit rolls downhill, baby.
It does roll downhill.
Nice.
New segment time?
Yeah, baby. Let's do it.
Fuck, we gotta come up with a bunch. Right. Shoot in the comments. We gotta come up with some sort of song for this, something like that. So it's called Do You Trust Me? And again, whole point of this is crazy take or conspiracy or whatever, and see where it lands with the crew. Would you like to go first? Or want first?
Oh yeah, mine's. I feel like mine's probably the weakest. I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been developing theories. Some hard theories while driving.
You
went
8chan? You hitting the 8chan? About time, bro. You met me on 8chan.
This is on the whiteboards at home. You know what I mean? This is that kind of deal. I'm like, dude, percentage of lady drivers I'm having an issue with is becoming increasingly.
That's not a conspiracy. They're women. Go on.
I'm not putting it all out there. I mean, and I know a lot of dudes are like, yeah, dude,
me right now.
I'm starting to make the feelings that I'm just putting out there. Hey, female population of the world who also drives. Like, let's just get it together. You know what I mean? I'm not saying the men. We all know what the dudes do. We're going 85 miles an hour in a 35. I get it. I understand. We gotta get it together, dude. Ladies, because I am frustrated.
I'm with you. And here's where I agree with you. You're right. See, we as dudes, we all know how dudes drive, and we could handle that. It's fast, right? Women, the woman driving, it's unpredictable. That's the thing. You can't gauge it. There's no like, okay, now they're gonna speed up. It's like I'm gonna cut over. Now, and like they're just
parking?
Gone.
Are you thinking about? You're drifting over. Like you're trying to think about. Yeah. But then you get back into the lane. You are parking. Okay. No. Now we're going. We're not even. We're going around the corner, dude. It's like I'm out the window and I'm just like this. Hey man, just do it. Just a thing.
Just kill yourself.
Thing. Yeah. Just pick anything. To be honest, at this point, you can pick anything.
Yeah.
Stop in the middle of the road. We'll get out. We'll have dinner. I don't even know what the fuck to do with you, dude. You don't know where you're going. Yeah. I don't know how to help you. It's development of the thing where I'm like, ma'am, please make a decision just in any case. And it's becoming a theory. Theory I'm working in my car, and it's bad. I'm just saying.
I was with Steph the other day, and an Asian lady just almost crushed us, T-boned us. And I was like, fucking double negative.
Stereotype.
Because that's kind of what it's a woman and an Asian. That's like two things.
It feels like you gave it like the, for the year. You're just like, all right, stereotype from 1995 movie, done. You're
bro, like, they exist. They're out there. They're doing it. I was going to hit by one.
You just checked it off.
I've dated quite a lot of women, and dude, it's funny how they always use the little cutesy factor. This one girl I dated, she's gorgeous girl, but like she crashed when I was with her, she crashed two different cars, and one of them was so funny. She's like, I was just getting off the off ramp and my car flipped upside down.
It's always that.
Like, she just got out and was like, it's upside. She sent me a picture, it's upside down on the off ramp of the freeway. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, how does that happen?
See, and she's like,
it was the
face
wind.
Of the cop.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the wind.
The cop taking the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, for people at home, just nodding like, yeah, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dude, yeah. That's, yeah. It's, and it's always like, you always go, how did that happen? Like, I just turned my wheel. And then you come to find out, it's like, she's looking on her phone, hits four side bumper, like, you know,
doing
85
when she got off the thing. She didn't break at all.
Like,
what's even funnier is my thing is like, when I go to learn something, so when I first started driving stick, I was like, what is happening when I'm pushing this pedal down and I'm putting this gear? What is that? What's happening on the inside? And I had to look it up to understand that the gears are suspending and I'm putting it into a new gear and it's cutting off the power from the engine, right? Like things like that. And I became a really good driver, a manual driver doing that. And then I explained that to a girl that I was dating one time and she's like, the way she was explaining it sounded like she thought it was fucking magic. Like, you just press this pedal and magic happens and you put it into first. And I'm like, I think that's the major issue is they don't think about inner machinations. They just like, oh, just magic's happening. I turn the wheel and it just flipped upside down.
A little bit,
magic.
Dude. Yeah, I get that. I get what you're saying because okay. I see that all the time. It's like they're there. Their eyes are there.
Yeah.
But you look a little behind their eyes and like, oh, I'm just reacting to what's happening in front of me.
100%.
There's zero
things are just
like
happening.
Thought.
Exactly. Just
and
existing.
I'm reacting. And I'm just
I've seen that more and more. Yes. I mean, Facebook, tell me I'm wrong. Adam, tell me I'm wrong. I've said this before where just drivers in general, this isn't even I'm talking, I'll be bad. Like someone who I am like, dude, you are making every wrong choice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What you're doing driving. You're not signaling. You're this. You're slowing up, then inconsistent, then on your phone and swerving, like this kind of stuff. You'll get alongside them and you realize that they have not been paying a mind to the outside world at all. And they're moving in a car 1,600 pounds.
Now we're getting into the NPC conversation.
Yes, dude. Yes. Yeah,
we're getting into
that money. Let's get into that.
Dude, it's weird,
that.
Dude. It is weird. You're like, is this person really alive, or is this a manifestation of my my reality? Am I manifesting this person?
Just a visual joke, because you're freaking out. You're you're pulling up alongside. They're just
yes,
vacant, staring forward. Might as well have horse blinders on.
Yes,
staring forward, just dead inside. And moving, you're like, yeah, it might be. We might be. We might be in one.
And there's some like 12-year-old kid playing that on a computer, controlling that person on a computer.
Right. It's like, dude, did you forget to turn her on? Oh shit.
Yeah, you controlling your character like, oh sorry, I was texting.
The NPC thing really like sold me when I went down to I think it's Ventura. And Ventura is like it's weird. It's a really liberal, hippie, rich town. Because I did gun shows all over California every weekend in 2019. And I hate Ventura. They like guns, but they're liberals. It's fucking weird.
That is weird.
Dude, so they'll come in and they'll be like, they'll start arguing with me like, you can't sell that. That's illegal. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, what are you doing in this gun show?
That is weird.
But
yeah, especially gun shows.
I was in a bad mood and I went out with my friend. I was like, dude, let's find someone to fight. Like, let's go to a bar. Let's go to an Irish pub. Let's go to this fucking Irish pub. It's called, like, Paddy's. Let's go get into a fucking bar fight.
Dude, I weirdly respect that. It's like, you know what? I want to get into a fucking just a good old-fashioned bar fight.
Dude, no one would fight me. And it turned out Paddy's I went into, it turned out to be a gay bar, which is even worse. But I was walking around the streets of Ventura, and no one would fight me. Like, no one. Like, one girl, she was, like, sitting there eating spaghetti at some, like, outside restaurant. She was wearing a beret. And I was like, look at that beret. Look at her. Look at her. Like, I was next to her face. I'm like, look at her. This is fucking real. And she's just sitting there, like, eating her spaghetti. And I'm like, they probably wouldn't fight me because I'm a big man running around the streets screaming at people.
Yelling, look at
this
person's
spaghetti. You'd think there'd be somebody that would step up. They were all just, like, walking. Like, no one called the cops on me either.
Okay, that's weird. That's the weirdest part.
Those are the guys.
That's the weirdest part right there.
No one. Yeah. They were all just like, let him do his thing.
Those are the guys. Mm-hmm. Probably should have just called 911, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I should have been arrested that
night. Yeah. You should have just been just like, oh, thank God you guys are here.
I was a danger to society at that point.
Yeah. You're just putting down your drink, like just getting up off the curb.
Dude, It was like I broke the Matrix. I was walking around doing crazy shit, like slapping drinks out of people's hands. Like, what are you going to do about it? And they're like, we're going to leave. Like, what the fuck?
You felt like a weird patch in the Matrix. We were like, what the fuck? Is this like, are they fixing this part?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is that waiting room that everyone gets stuck in. It looks like Ventura. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't cause damage in it yet because it's just a wait. Yet. It's a lobby. That's really fucking funny. Shit. Yeah, Neil's right. You should just call the cops. But I got to fight you guys. You guys are the guys.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Just come off the guys.
Yeah, come on. Just call them just when you need a fight with somebody. Come off the curb, and they won't even know. They're like, hey, sir, what's going on?
You call
them up. You're just coming up. Oh, thank God you guys are here. Dude, I'm fucking bored out of my gourd, dude. I just
throw me one of your clubs.
What are you doing? No, don't put the gun down. Don't even worry about it. Let's go. Come on.
Kill you.
Fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs. I like that. Fight on order. Cops are just, and especially if you do it enough, they'll know it's you. So they'll be like, oh yeah, send Jim. Jim's fucking been doing the training. Go.
They call him RoboCop. Send that guy. Fuck him up.
Yeah, it looks like a guy like the Mountain from Game of Thrones. He just walks out of the squad car, and you're like, this is the guy. This is it. Thank you.
And then I start acting like an NPC.
Yeah. What? Hello, sir. What? What would you like from this?
You start
breakdancing.
Yeah, dude, I've been having a lot of pent-up anger in me, and I also want to get to a fight, honestly, so I gotta get that.
I've been in a few since then. It's been good. I think everyone is, like, a lot of men right now are overdue for an ass-kicking, like, getting their asses kicked. I'm definitely overdue for one.
Agreed.
Someone needs to whoop my ass. Like, I've been getting away with too much for too long.
Dude, preach. It's so true. I say that all the time.
Unfortunately, I know how to fight and I carry a gun, so
yeah,
it's going
to
be hard.
Yeah, I also know how to fight, which is the problem.
It's all tough. It's all, like, tough to fight him now.
It's way harder. No, dude, I agree. I was like, first of all, I'm like, every guy should get into at least a few fights in their life, for sure, because it humbles you, and you know it's, like, consequences. Like, you understand a woman thing. Women don't understand consequences like men do, because it's like, my whole life, you have to watch what you say, because if I say the wrong thing to a dude, that's a fight. That, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, he's going to throw a punch, and then we're in it now. But women could be like, you fucking piece of shit, fuck you, and you're like, all right.
Yeah. you're also getting into the idea that men are threatened, constantly under the threat of violence. Like,
yes.
That's what it is. Like,
yes.
There's a girl who says something wrong, there's always going to be some guy in the area that's like, hey, stand back. You know what I mean? But, man, no one's going to jump in for you and be like, stand back. Like, you're... Each one of us right now, I can say something to you guys if we were in the room together that would make each one of you want to, like, hey, dude, we're going out back now. Like,
right,
there's something I could say that would
of
do
course,
that.
Of course, of course.
So,
Exactly. Russians shouldn't be attacked by sharks. I'm like, let's get the fuck outside, dude. You know they deserve it just like everybody
else.
Women
are great drivers.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we should just name this fucking segment Neil's Base Take of the Week.
I know. It's bubbling up in a way that is alarming.
Yeah, fuck women.
Fuck
women. This is what I say all the time. This is what I say every week.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm having a sad blunk, and this is just... No.
All right, So mine is a lot stronger. I think Helen Keller was a fraud.
Fuck you. As well. But yeah, keep going. You think Helen Keller what?
Was a fraud.
Was a fraud. Ooh.
Yes, Helen Keller was a fraud. Now, I accidentally deleted the notes I had on this on my phone. It's irrelevant. I remember most of them. So, so it's
just
fine.
Like Helen Keller would.
Just like
Dale nailed it.
Fun fact about this. Before her or after her, a deaf, dumb, and blind student has never happened again. Like, the recreation of her has never been before or after her since. In fact, in 2023, to this day, doctors, if your kid is born deaf, dumb, blind, your doctors be like, good luck. Like, there's nothing to do. Like, still
You're
to this
done.
Day. There's,
You're
like,
done.
Nothing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Also, how the fuck would she even be taught what water is? Like, you know, like, all the things that they say, like, she did, they still can't do to this day. So you're like, well, how the fuck did they do it in whenever night, whenever the fuck they did, whenever the year was, right? Also, there's videos of her giving speeches. Now, her caretaker, Ann Sullivan, right? She had the same exact political leanings as her caretaker, Ann Sullivan. Like, the same.
Okay.
How the fuck would you know anything?
Yeah,
right? How would you know anything?
I'm getting on team fuck Helen Keller.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take it a step further. So she has. So how they say she was taught was, like, she would have to touch a piece of her finger to Anne's hand, and then she would, like, read it out. That would take for a cent. Okay, I'm going to say this to you. Spell out "Hello, my name is Neil." Just go H E. Go.
Right,
do it
right every time, like it's one tap.
That would take forever.
Right.
If I was like H E L L O space M-Y right. space N-A-M-E space I-S space A-D-A-M period. Right. Think how long that took.
Right.
Now she has to do that with her thing. And if you watch these speeches, Ann Sullivan speaking like I am to you now. But in she would have to be like, the
right.
bus. Like, that's how she would have to read. That's how she would have been reading. So right. how? You know
so
what I'm saying?
The translation of it over has a time inconsistency.
Yeah. Dude, it's a lot of things like that. It's very, again, also, like, the same exact political leanings as her. Like, there was no, like... Yeah, it's very, but it's very fucking strange, dude. But again, especially the fact that it's never been done since, especially with all modern tech.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest part to me.
Tough anomaly.
Very hard to. So it's like, oh, so this one dummy figured it out. Oh, shit. Her family is super wealthy, by the way. That was the other thing too. Her family was super
hot off the presses.
Her family was super wealthy, and they didn't want her to be like that's like that was embarrassing to them for her to be like deaf, dumb, blind child.
Status.
That was like they didn't want that fucking shit.
So she's not a deaf, dumb, and blind child. She's an exceptional deaf.
Yes. So they were like, well, how can we spin this to at least like make it cool, or whatever? Like, you know, like. Yeah, it's really interesting when you start to like really look into it.
Do you know what
it.
Ethnicity she was?
White as fuck. Very wealthy white. European white, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Western European white, I believe. Yeah. Like, that's her background, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Damn.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It feels it's a very good trust me.
Solid,
like,
man.
It's trust a very good trust me, right? And here's the thing, it's like...
I like that.
And of course they would want that because... Their names and also, and then you might ask yourself, Ann Sullivan probably got famous like after the fact, like Van Gogh or something like that. Nah, she was making bank at the time because she was traveling the fucking world, being like, I fixed this dummy. Look what I could do. So she was very well known. She was very rich. She made a lot of money off it. So there was absolutely like a incentive to do this and lie. 100%. Like, there wasn't, like, no incentive. Like, so, she was making money at the
then
time.
The question becomes, is the motive is there for her to...
Right.
Yeah, that's...
And again, why never again ever? She was telling me the doctor or therapist could figure this shit out. Yeah. Like, fuck off, dude. Like, it's... Once I started realizing all that and then you hear other people talk about it, you're like, you know what? Fuck Helen Keller, dude.
People now are stupid, back then were fucking boneheaded. Like, boneheaded, stupid. They were, you know, they thought that they made shit up. Like, they just made shit up all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
all of these myths that we have and all of these wives' tales about, you go, if you get cold, it gets you get
right,
a cold.
Which like, not
they,
true. Right.
They,
at all.
Yeah. All this shit, dude. So,
true.
I do find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Right. But I thought that's a really good one for our first segment. That was a good one. Fuck Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it's not fuck Helen. Because technically, if you're right, then
it's fuck Ann Sullivan and her family. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. No. I guess you did because Ann Sullivan. Like, Ann Sullivan's like clearly the culprit here. That you're just like oh Helen Keller. Oh, you were just manipulated by.
Actually, I kind of feel bad for Helen Keller.
Ann
Sullivan
it's even worse.
And Helen Keller's parents really are the pieces of shit in the story. It's that because they were all in on it together. It's not like her parents were like, they were like, no.
Yeah.
She's doing this because I don't want my kid to be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we are established. Like,
I can see that in a bunch of asshole rich parents. Rich parents and their assholeness and the legacy bullshit.
So what was she doing? Do you think they were actually trying to teach her, or do you think they just locked her in a fucking closet all day?
I forgot this too. Ann Sullivan wasn't the first fucking teacher. You know why? The first three were like, can't do anything. She's unteachable.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
And these are like established teachers and stuff and trainers. Like, she's a dog.
And then Sullivan's like, I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes. Yes.
Comes in and sauce. Yes. Got the secret sauce. Also, that'll be $400.
Exactly.
So I have one for you guys. It's a classic twist. It's a twist on a classic take. But my conspiracy. Now, the first part, it's going to be cliche, right? We all know it. Women's squirt is just piss.
Okay.
We all know that, right? The problem is there's a lot of deniers to that fact. The second part of my conspiracy is that most men know it. Most men know it. That's the conspiracy. Most guys know. And here's the problem I have with it is I've had it happen to me, and it's mainly a pneumonia smell. It smells like piss. Like, you get the way that you test it is you just have her eat asparagus the morning of. Mm. And it's a great test, right?
Hey, baby, it's 8 a.m. Here's a plateful of asparagus.
Shovel this asparagus in your mouth. Hey. We have a big date tonight.
Yeah, I steamed it. Stop complaining.
Yeah, it's just steamed asparagus at 8 a.m. in the morning. Hey, honey, also, no big deal, but yeah, you could do this for me. You know, go for a walk. Yeah. Just let it go through the system. Crush some water.
Go work out.
I think most dudes just have a fetish where they want to please their girl because they got some ego, right? And they have a piss fetish. Most dudes just have a piss fetish. Like, let's be honest. Like,
interesting.
Like, let's be honest. And the big problem that I have with it is that we're all just running around lying about it. Whereas, like, let's say, like, have you guys ever experienced that?
Yes,
have you
it's guys, salty. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, you haven't. Okay, so.
No, Neil
hasn't.
Yeah.
So, but if you've experienced it, basically a giant, like, let's say a cup of liquid hits you, and the whole car smells like piss. Like, the whole car smells like piss now.
Of course you're all doing of a sudden, this in a car, faceless. And, dude, yeah. Fucking yes, yeah. Bro.
And the girl's like,
what a risky move.
Of course. I'm coming. It's not piss, I swear. It's right. Squirt, right? And you're like, the whole car smells like piss. This is weird, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's imagine if we flip the tables. I'm tired of this double standard. If men just, like, started, like, pissing all over their chest, and they're like, I'm coming, I swear I'm coming. Right. Like, right. What do you think girls would do? Yeah. What do you think they would do?
Yeah,
they'd be like, no, you're pissing all over yourself. No, I swear, yeah. I swear, it's right. Oh, it's awesome, it's awesome. Oh, because, it's so great.
It's like, it's almost like a little kid thing where, like, little kids think you're just as dumb as they are.
Yeah,
so
we're
see
all playing along.
Lie, and you're like,
we're all playing along. Hey. Why? Let's just stop. Hey. Dudes are too afraid to just say it. Dudes are too afraid to just say
it. I like
it.
I like that one. Yeah. That's a good one, too. These are solid. Hey, yeah. You know what? Solid
I thought of segment. That one on the fly right now, so.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That was a solid solid fine. Segment. Solid first
I mean, I
segment.
Do have beef with it, but.
Fair.
Dude, I jus with it, dude. You got
some a little roast beef with
there.
It.
God, yeah, especially car risky. Did you know prior to car interaction that that was an option?
I didn't care much. I didn't care much because it was right. It was her mom's car.
Nice.
So,
oh,
even
yeah,
classier. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you're fucking, you're the best.
Yeah, I didn't care much. And then, dude, she was, I was driving home, and I'm just covered in piss, and she's like, can we get some food? And I'm like, no.
I'm
no.
Like, I don't think.
You're dropping me. I was driving, but I'm like, I'm
drive
driving.
Through? Like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Right?
Like,
no.
Maybe an outdoor stand, a quick food truck, maybe.
I'm not mad about. I wasn't. That was my first time, so I didn't know how to feel about it. I'm not mad about it, but let's just be honest with each other. Like, let's just. Yeah. Let's go. Come on.
Hey,
like,
things
what are
were
we
exchanged.
Doing?
Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Fluids were exchanged.
I've shit the bed before with a girl. Yeah. It happens.
You've like, shit ski slopes.
So, I've shit mean, ski dude. Slopes. I've shit the bed. I ate some really spicy sushi. It happens, dude.
Yeah.
You
know? So, I agree. Yeah, yeah. Own that honest. Shit, dude. Own that piss.
You want to do plugs?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Yeah, let's fucking do those plugs. Oh, Madlax. Faceless Brother Bear. Tell everybody where they can find you and all your great stuff.
You can find me on YouTube and Twitter at Scumlord. That's SKVMLORD. I'm really trying to push that Twitter. I'm giving more hot takes like the squirt take here on Twitter. So just go ahead and take a look at my pinned tweet, and that will let you guys know if you want to follow me or not.
It's true. Awesome. Boom. You guys can follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter. I'm also, you know, as I like to push Twitter also. Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. We have, Neil and I have Drop 10 shows coming up together. But just check me out at Helium, July 29th in Philly. It's going to be a fun one. So coming out to that. And I'll post all my other shit on my social media coming up. And YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. Go listen to The Porcupine. Yes, please. And thank you. That's it for me.
Nice.
Best plugs for me today.
Perfect. Yeah, I am neilwood.com. Go there for all the dates and details for my stuff. And you can go over to jameswoodart.com if you want to. Check out some of the shit I got going on over there. You can check out all our shows over at drop10.com/events. All right, you'll check out Myers Brewing Company. We have a Wissahickon show coming up and a South Philly show coming up as well. So get over there now, all right? July is actually filling up. So every second and fourth Friday at Myers Brewing Company right here in Philadelphia in Fishtown. Get on over there. We got two different shows each night. Tickets are only $12 online. All right, they're $17 at the door, so get them now while you can. And then we have a show in South Philadelphia at Crown and Creation, July 22nd. Tickets are on sale right now for only $5 for the first five people. All right, they're there for the taking. Get them while you can. And then July 28th at Wissahickon Brewing Company, we're back. and hopefully adding more dates to that as well. Come on out for that. Tickets are on sale now. Go to dropton.com/events or just find it on Eventbrite at Biggest Little Comedy Show. Get all the stuff over there, people. All right, and then check out our stuff over at dropton.com/cultofus. Go over there, get all the stuff, the merch, the shirts, all the cool stuff. You know, you can grab some shit with our fucking sweet logo on it for you and your sweet bod. Get it tight. Why not? Who gives a shit? Or get it loose. Who knows? Just get crazy with it. Why not?
There it is.
It helps out a bunch.
Find a goddamn thing.
It's good shit. Yeah,
there it is. Sleeveless summer, boys and girls. Sleeveless summer.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Sleeveless summer. It's the rule. It's the cult rule.
Yep. It is the rule.
Mandatory sleeveless.
And different colors and different stuff. It's not all just black and white options in there. So there's a bunch of different stuff. And then, of course, go over to Patreon. Patreon.com/cultofus. Only $5 for the whole thing. All right. You just get it. $5. Get you everything. Get you a shirt. So you get your size. And then gets all the other stuff included, which is like MMA fights that we like to watch. Get on our Discord. Hang out. Movie watches. Us on the road. Audio and visual.
The gauntlet episodes we do, we watch. Animal Attack. I got two good Tiger Attack videos in the bank. Okay.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for them. And you can get all that and more over at patreon.com/cultofus. Go over there. Help the boys out. And other than that, Odyssey,
Rumble,
YouTube, Rumble, all the good stuff. Don't forget to show social love for Faceless as well.
Yeah. Faceless is the fucking man.
Boom. Love the editing.
Thank you. I told you you would.
I said Neil's a fucking big nerd like that. I was like, dude, you're gonna fucking love his fucking video stuff. Yeah,
I can't wait for you guys to see that the new Faceless podcast of a friend that escaped from a Mexican prison when he was 16. So that's the one we're editing now. And then the one after that is a guy who robbed 15 banks. So,
dude,
like, we're
so cool.
I'm getting some cool guys on, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Damn, dude. I love that.
We're slacking. No.
It's not. No, I give all credit that way. No, I just. It's funny because when you talked about the Wild West when we started as well, and then talking to about some of the people, it's cool that we can live in the era and still get to see like the wanted posters and talk to, because you don't. That is truly kind of not done anymore, right? The Old West would be like, rarely would you run into the actual dude,
and have a conversation with him.
And from his point of view, he was like, ah, come on, dude. I mean, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, that kind of deal. Like, just talking to the dude. You don't get that. So that's awesome, dude.
It's cool because I'm getting, like, a reputation now because people know what, like, it's words are brewing. I'll be at, like, certain places and people will come up to me and they'll be like, are you Faceless? I'm like, yeah. They're like, dude, I have some shit to tell you. And they're like shit that they've like gotten away with that, like, people must know I'm really about my shit because they come up and they're spilling shit to me that you wouldn't tell anybody. Like, you know, they don't even know me, but they know I have a rep. And so they're like, hey bro, like I got something. I can wear a mask the whole time. Like, yeah. Like, I want to tell you stories, bro. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, telling me horrible shit. And I love it. It's awesome.
Dude, not to put you on the spot, but Skinwalker story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
that was a good one, man.
Yeah, you gotta tell Neil a little bit.
You go to the ranch? You went to the...
No. The place where I live is, like, it's weird, man. It's like a mythical place. It's really gross. It's just a really nasty, dirty desert, but there's just so much stories around here that happen. It's very culty. It's very cultish. Like, we live right near where the Manson family was, like, near that area, like, these mountains.
Yeah.
Those mountains near here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I've been up there like plenty of times. We used to go on hikes there as kids and shit, and like see them.
Is that the sun? Yeah.
You're gonna hit up on Neil's autism now, because mine's animals. Neil's autism is like serial killers and horror stuff. That's his autism.
I know people that are affiliated with. I've known people in my life that are affiliated with them. We have like weird.
Gotcha.
It's the rules here are crazy, man. Like, to get to the hot, there's some nudist hot springs near here. To get to the hot springs, you have to pass through this like giant vast like space of land, but most people don't know that that's owned by these two like hick brothers. Like, they're really like Hills Have Eyes type of brothers.
Gotcha.
When I pass through, I've been doing it my whole life, so for safe passage, I'll either give them $20 or I'll take a big bag of trash, and I can park on their their
modern
property.
Day Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Yeah, it's like weird because there's tourists that come from LA and they just pass through the land and they just park and they'll come back and all their tires are popped. Like there's notes all over their cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like me, I just go because you if you don't go through their land, it's like a 12-mile hike the other way or 20 miles or something like that. Okay. If you go through their land, it's like four or three. It's like it's very short. There's just a bunch of weird spiritual stuff that happens. And this story, the Skinwalker one, I used to break into schools. I got chased home by a police helicopter one day while I was in my boxers. we got a high-speed police chase. Like, it's weird shit that's happened. Like, weird stuff. There's abandoned hospitals near me where I've seen, weird things. A bunch of abandoned places.
Someone flicking a can? Sorry, I'm hearing it in the audience.
Oh, it's probably Faceless's can.
Is that Faceless?
I didn't know you could hear it. My bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah,
I was like
playing with something.
Or I need to check here. I got you. It's all good. My bad. Don't. Yeah. I'm hard. Keep going.
So basically, I had a group of friends. I had a homie who just got back around this time of year. He just got back from Arizona with some super illegal fireworks when I was a lot younger, and we were like, "What should we do with these fireworks? Let's go blow some stuff up. Let's go like find something." And the what we settled on was going to a well-known tunnel in the middle of the desert that goes 6 miles down, and it's like a cement tunnel. And we're like, let's go to the end of that tunnel at 3 a.m. and blow shit up for some reason. Don't know why. No ear protection. Nothing. Get down.
Tunnel. Yeah. Tunnel's
pitch.
Bad. That's concussive. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Weird. It's probably why I have hearing issues right now.
Yeah.
We got there 3 a.m. Jogged all the way to the end. There's trash and tires and all this weird stuff, and I wasn't really big into the spiritual shit then. And we get to the end and we're just like blowing this place up, like the tunnel's shaking, like it's like, oh, like these huge fireworks, like pipe bombs almost, pretty much. And and I know, I have an uncle that taught me how to make pipe bombs when I was a kid, so like I know, like those concussions are pretty damn similar. But we have five people there total. Three of the five were like, hey man, like we're gonna run back to the front. You know, we're athletic, so we were just running back and like we ran there. They started running. One of my homies like, hey bro, I can't walk. I rolled my ankle. Can you walk with me? And I was like, yeah, I'll walk with you, man. You know, so he's like, he didn't want me to leave him alone in the fucking tunnel, right? So
gotcha.
Start walking with him, and everything's going good. He's got this big spotlight. Like flashlight, like handheld spotlight.
Yeah.
I have a little flip phone. I had a flip phone until like 2019. I was weird, dude. Like I didn't even have any of the new stuff. I had like I had an iPod that touch that I used for like Snapchat and shit. But I had a flip phone, and it's funny because I'm in front of him and I'm like a big dude and like 6'2", 220, and he's like a small dude, and I'm leading him through this tunnel even though he's got the spotlight and he's trying to shine it past me. But out of nowhere, I heard him say like, "What the fuck?" And I turn around to look at him. And he's got his hand on the back of his neck, and he's kneeled down. And I thought he got bit by a spider or something. And he points the spotlight upwards, and it illuminates the whole tunnel. It brightens up the whole tunnel. I thought I was going to see spiders up there. No. He points it backwards, and the tunnel goes kind of all the way back and goes that way. And, dude, we're sitting there. It gets, like, bone-chillingly silent. It was weird. And we kind of froze. And out of nowhere, I see this, like, tall, long-armed, like skinny, like it was anthropomorphic. What is it, anthropomorphic? Is that the word? Like it was this weird, like it just like no, the face was weird. It looked like this was before Slenderman was a thing. It was right around like the time before it was like Slenderman became a thing. But it looked like a naked Slenderman.
Neil, were you in the tunnels?
Popped out.
I might.
And then popped.
Neil's 6'5". He's tall. He's tall. Fucking.
Oh shit. So yeah, like it was, dude. But the weird thing is, we were at the end of the tunnel.
Drawn to concussions, unfortunately. It's a tremendous situation. So.
Yeah. You just hear it. You just.
Running. He's just like, running, yeah.
Dude, you just saw me crawl in the tunnel naked, dude. I'm sorry. I've been following you this whole time.
Naked tunnel man.
He's coming.
Yeah, you probably woke this thing. You probably woke this thing up. This thing was like, what the fuck is going on out here?
What the fuck, guys? Come on. Yeah, dude, we just woke something up. But
you guys
own
a bag of trash or $20, guys. This is my tunnel.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and the weird thing is, it just popped in and then popped back out, and, dude, what freaked me out was I'm a very, like, what's the word? I'm very push things off. Just push it, like, push it out of your head. You didn't just see that, whatever.
Right, you can compartmentalize.
Compartmentalize, break it down, right. You could push it away. Right, like, I'll plow through this, right.
We'll deal with that later. We'll cross that bridge when it comes to us. But once that thing popped back in, my friend that was with me started screaming and jumping over me in this tunnel. Help!
Like true
help,
fear.
Help! And the tunnel's like this tall, like it's right into my head. So like it's cramped, and he's jumping over me and screaming, help me! Like screaming. I'm running. Boom! 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 I'm running through this tunnel. I just instantly go into go mode, and after a few minutes of running, his adrenaline's calming down, and he starts crying like, dude, I can't run anymore. My ankle's killing me, bro. Like, please walk with me. Start walking with him, and after a few minutes of walking, I hear like a crinkling noise behind us. It almost sounded like a chip bag. That's what it sounded like. It's like this fool's eating chips behind us. Like, that's gotcha. What it sounded like, a chip. He's crinkling a chip bag. Once I heard that, again, the friend behind me starts screaming and jumping over me. Just, help, help. So we're seeing and hearing things at the same time. Like it's all reactive and it's all real time. And at one point, I think the best part of the story is I'm running through this tunnel. He's crying to me. I can't run anymore. Like, please help me. I can't run, all this stuff. Like he wants me to like carry him or something. So what I do is I grab this guy in a headlock. And I have him like this, and I'm just running through this tunnel. Because like the tunnel actually does get bigger as you go. It gets okay. wider. It's one of those ones that's big at the top, but it gets small. So we're at this point where it's a little bit bigger above me. There's more room. I'm grabbing him. His head's right here. And I'm just boom, 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 running through this tunnel. And he's choking. Like, he's like, ow, ow, like getting choked. And his feet are dragging behind me. They're just dragging. And I shit you not, he dropped that flashlight. He had dropped it at some point. And he had a little torch lighter that he pulled out of his hoodie, a little torch lighter, and he was lighting those fucking like fireworks and dropping them behind us.
This is like Dawn of the Dead.
Dude, it was fucking, I can't make this shit up. Like, I was like running, and I'm just, as I'm running, all I hear is just boom, boom, like explosions behind me.
Cool,
I'm like,
though.
What the fuck is happening? Because I thought it was whatever we saw. When we get to the front, that's what he told me. He's like, he clarified he was lighting. I was trying to blow that thing up, you know, like it was chasing there, after us.
For a second there, I thought there were still dudes in the tunnel. And I was like, yo.
No,
like,
our homies.
No, but
had,
everyone
had
left. You guys were just walking back.
Long
out.
Head start on us. Long head
right,
start.
Right. So I was just like, oh, shit, you're about to collapse the tunnel in on them. But yeah, I got you. Yeah, he's just like lighting them.
Yeah.
And seeing, trying to kill whatever's behind.
Whatever it was.
Dude, that's so
the
scary.
Death charges.
The freakiest nice. Part about it, well, one of the freakiest parts was when we got to his Bronco. He was him and I explained the exact same thing, that like word for word what we had seen and heard. It was no deviation. It was 100% this is what we saw. Like we were finishing each other's sentences type shit.
Right.
And that's when I was like, that's what you saw too? And he's like, yeah, like this that's what I fucking saw. And then when we
Dude,
I wasn't fuck. Delusional, nice. You know. Right. And to cap the story off, they all made this joke about let's drop him off. Let's drop, you know, Faceless off first so that he could, you know, the demon could get him. And, you know, we get to my house, drop me off. I had a dog that I would feed every night, fed my dog, go to bed, wake up. And then the next morning, I was washing dishes and I look outside and I see my dog in the yard and it just looks weird. And I go outside and my dog is almost corkscrewed and ripped in this way. Like half of its body's over here and half of its body's over here. And then its head is over further away and its back, its hind legs were over further away. It was like a line of guts and just twisted and ripped into pieces. It was a horrifying and traumatic experience for me as being still a teenager at this point.
I would cry if my dog was like that.
It was my childhood dog. His name is Leo. And to this day, we don't know what happened. Like we wrote it off as maybe it was like coyotes because we live in the desert.
No way.
Scavengers wouldn't do that.
No.
We had a red-nosed pit bull named Max. That pit bull wouldn't do that. So it just, we never knew what happened. And then those same friends went back a few days later. I don't remember how far, but they were sending me Snapchats of that tunnel. And of course, in the front of the tunnel, this huge sign says "Do not enter" in like horrifying writing, and I'm like, "Oh, we didn't see that because it was 3 a.m." Right. So you go in, and they're sending me videos, and it's just all this weird cult, like religious writing all over the walls that
Dude.
We didn't see, like
Jesus
ritualistic
Christ.
Candles and like goblets and stuff. It was like there's something going down in that tunnel, some weird cult or something that's going down in that tunnel, and doing shit like just doing they're getting naked and doing weird shit down there or something. I don't know what, but there's satanic writing, all that.
I'm sorry. So you found some stuff that we got up to. We didn't kill your dog. I want to say that.
It was just a coincidence.
That was not our doing. But I will say, no, we have a demon who's a little upset. No,
dude, that is fucking nuts. Crazy. Yeah, it is legitimately nuts. I have, like, nothing.
Did I bring up the spiritual shaman when I talked on?
You said that your buddy started, his life went, like, negative after that.
Yeah, so to just to cap this, like, the what happened afterwards, I didn't believe in anything really truly spiritual. But in the last few years of my life, I've gotten a little bit more into, like, Pentecostal, like, Christianity and kind of, because it's kind of given me some answers for things. And I really didn't believe. I was a hardcore, anti-bullshit. I'm super into Stoicism and logic. And this guy, I met with this older spiritual shaman, and he was like, I started telling him the story. He stopped me. He goes, at any point throughout the story, does your friend, does he touch his lower back? And me being like anti, I'm like, no, gotcha, haha. He goes, okay. Well, at any part during the story, does he touch the back of his neck? I go, yeah, he did. He goes, well, that's where that's the part on the body where we anoint people, is the lower back and the back of the neck. I don't let people touch me there, because I've had people try to touch me there, and that's where you can have, like, energy transferences and stuff.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he said, he goes, now, the next question is, how did your friend's life go after that, like, in the next following years? And I didn't like that friend very much. He was kind of a guy who would do really, like, after that time, he started asking me for advice and then doing the exact opposite and posting it on Facebook. So I had this running gag for like 3 or 4 years. I don't even remember how long, but I would be like, how much worse has Squid's life gotten? And I'd just check his Facebook and I'd laugh like, oh, you sold your car without taking money and you gave the guy the pink slip. Like, why would you do that? Well, he's going to pay me later. He got his car stolen. Like, yeah. He would do horrible
No, he didn't. He just gave his car away.
He gave his car away, yeah. He's like, well, he said he'd pay me next week, and then he went to go get the car, and the guy's like, what are you talking about? I've never met you in my life. This is my car. It's in my name. Like, so the guy's life went horrible, and that shaman, he told me, he basically told me, did his teeth start falling out? Did his life go horrible? Well, I'm like, yeah, dude. And then he was like, what was the other thing he said? He basically explained to me, he's like, I don't even need to hear the story. Like, I know what happened. Like, I know I was like, it tripped me out how on point he was with every boom, 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 knew what happened. Did you have a great loss after that within the next few days? I'm like, you know what I mean?
Do you know? That is nuts, dude. Fuck.
Made me a little bit more horrifying. Of a believer, man.
It's
a little bit more of a believer. So
yeah, well, I'm never going to the fucking tunnels in the desert at 3 a.m. that much. So
yeah, that's the moral.
I think I'll be okay.
I gotta get in there. I gotta get in there. Mm-hmm. I gotta get in there, stat, yep. Dude.
Yeah, dude, yeah. You turned Neil on by this story because his inner nerd. I told you, his inner autism for this is through the roof now.
Everyone wants me to go back and make a video on it and go back with like an AR or something. If you guys don't know, I'm doing the show out of the back of a gun shop. They want me to go back and like have some arms,
nice,
like be armed.
Fucking 30-odd-8.
Why do people think they can shoot cryptids?
I don't know, because
feel like guns just beat everything.
After the story, I know, but like
I have a flamethrower. Can you light them on fire?
Yeah,
it's right here.
Element.
That's more elemental, more
like
natural,
element,
more old school.
Like
yeah,
that.
Flamethrower would be good, dude. Bring a flamethrower. Bring a flamethrower and film it.
Now mm-hmm. we're getting into something. Yeah.
Bow and arrow, probably. That's like native. Right? That's old. It's like to the earth.
Fire kills everything except for that fucking. Except for the Necronomicon.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It may make it strong. We don't know what
we don't know.
Thing
we don't
is,
know.
But enough. I'm saying it's a choice. But like bullets, like.
That's true. That it's funny how that's almost a callback. How I was like, yeah, those dumbasses think that they could fight a tiger shark. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go shoot a cryptid.
Yeah, let me just. Yeah.
I'm a badass, bro. Bring a KSG, fucking
cock and lock it.
And then there's a video of me getting thrown around by a cryptid.
Yeah.
And like,
oh god!
Yo, look at his legs, they're up in the air. So he shit himself.
And then there's
he
some asshole
himself.
On a podcast telling me how stupid I am.
Yeah. Skinny like, wet Neil
idiot.
Is eating this guy. Oh my god! Look at
this idiot. Watch the full video on our Patreon.
Dumb version of me. He's just like, dude. First of all, he's got to get his back to it. He's what an idiot.
Yeah. He's like, all the shit filled in his shoes.
He's got to he's got to shit and show his dick. Duh. Like, it's like what? Yeah, man.
Sure, dominance.
Some girls walk by.
Yeah.
I think you got to get that shaman. You got to get in that tunnel with him.
Mm-hmm.
Figure this whole thing out. I think he's gonna be the weapon. I'm not saying don't take stuff. I'm saying But you're gonna have to need a spiritual element. Take the take some fire.
You know what? Maybe if you coat your bullets in like dirt or like old like to the like clay to like clay to the native like to the land or something like that, or like you know what I'm saying, or like some sort of like maybe if you burn a certain wood and crush it off to the powder of that wood. Crossbow. Yeah, Van Helsing style.
Crossbow. Sometimes I don't know, man.
I roll up in the tunnel looking like this with a crossbow, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
That'd be fucking sick.
This is a good content, right?
Let's just watch. We gotta watch a few movies. We gotta watch Monster Squad for some prep, and I'll know exactly what to do, and we'll be right on board. It's a great movie.
Yeah, and it's funny because I think like when people are younger, they're a lot more spirit. Like I don't know if you guys believe in this stuff, but I think
100%. Be gone.
You're a little bit more. You're a little bit more like. What's the word, like immature, and you're not able to
rationalize
a little bit more
things.
I think you're a little bit more open and
open,
malleable to those things. To
well, they say kids and like animals, right? To like see shit that way we don't, because we're like dead to the world. We're dead inside and callous, but kids are like way more open to those things.
When I was younger, I had sleep paralysis. It was a weird form of sleep paralysis where I would turn away. I'd be sleeping on my side, and I'd feel like there was something. Like a man behind me breathing, and I would turn my back to the wall, and he would somehow be in the wall, and it was weird. It was, and it cleared up after I became a little bit older, and I went through some shit. Like I went through some hardship, like the shit that turns you into a man. Just went away. Never haven't had it ever since. And that shaman was like, yeah, that's people can wish spirits of suicide and spirits of this on you. Like I don't know if you believe in all that stuff, but I think you're a lot more like susceptible to it maybe when you're younger, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And going through certain things can kind of cure you of that.
Interesting. Yeah, trial by fire kind of situations.
Yeah.
Things
like that
purify the soul in some ways. Interesting.
Well, and then for a while, it's funny that we were talking about this too, because I went for a while once I got older, I had this thing where like I always had this plan in my head. Like if I like, let's say that I probably would have got fucked up. Let's say that I saw that cryptid. I put it in my head that I would rush it. I would just rush it, like rush up on it and try to fight it. But I heard that's actually a horrible thing too. You're supposed to just not acknowledge them.
Right.
That's what I heard. You're not supposed to acknowledge. It's almost
they
like
don't
Freddy
like attention.
Krueger.
It's usually their thing. It's like attention is the problem. So you not acknowledging is actually the move. Your friend needed to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? You're just like, dude, just chill, pretend everything's fine. you know what I mean? Like,
The cryptid's like, you're really like fucking up my vibe right now, dude.
The cryptid's just a dude at a party, like, and you're just doing too much. You know what I mean? You're just like, yo, harsh it, man. Chill. Just go in this tunnel. Just chill in this tunnel, man. Bro. Yeah. Just faded fucking South Beach, dude. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Dude, that's a wild.
I love all
story.
Of that. Yeah, I love
fucking
all that.
Wild.
Even
story,
at the creepiest, I never got to see anything, so it's. It's always cool when people are just like, no, I actually got to like
saw
something that I cannot explain and saw it wholeheartedly, and like someone else saw it and we both had this experience. Like that's why I want to get in there. I got to get in this tunnel.
Yeah, you got to get in that tunnel, dude.
Yeah, I do too. I want to go back.
Dude, let's do a fucking Cult of Us. A faceless crossover. Go out there.
I will be up in that tunnel. I'm kidding. I need to get up in that tunnel. I don't know the height, but I'm getting up in that tunnel, dude.
Yeah.
I really want to get up in there. Okay, let's drop a pin. Let's figure out where that is. Only tell us. Yeah, man. I want
to
get
Have you heard of that one app? There's like an app that was going around for a while, and it's supposed to it's bullshit, but there has been some weird things that have happened, but it was this app
Only
that
OnlyFans?
No, it was called like something nautic, not aeronaut or something. But it would throw you a random location in your area.
Geotagging.
Well, there's
randonauting.
Randonauts.
I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
I want to do a video on that and see if I could find anything. But it would throw random spots out. Ooh. In those areas, and it's supposed to, what is the actual like?
So geotagging is a thing.
It's different. Randonauting
is a different thing.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Let me read out what it actually does.
Gotcha.
Here, let me see. It's quantum generated reality. Explore the world you never knew existed with Randonaut, and it just chooses a random area near you that supposedly is supposed to have some sort of spiritual encounter or horror encounter, like a skinwalker or something. And when I downloaded that app just to see what would happen, and it threw pings all over that. It's called Honda Valley. And it threw pings all over Honda Valley where those tunnels are. It didn't get the tunnel exactly, but it threw pings out. Like, it threw pings out in that area. And I was like, bro, that's kind of weird, man.
I'd super weird.
That. Okay. That's kind of odd.
Getting that app. App is fucking definitely in my phone as of the end of this podcast.
That would be a cool app to get and just kind of like go to those areas and it'll throw a randomly generated quantum where you should be able to find. The one that's crazy is some kids did it and they found, you can look it up. They found a body in a suitcase, an actual dead body in like a briefcase or like a luggage. And that's what made it blow up is it's a real story. They went and found, went to this location and found a random dead body in a briefcase. And so that's what got me. I was like, dude,
there's
I want to see a dead body.
Yeah.
There's
a dead body app this whole time.
Sign us up.
Other than Citizens app, I guess. But holy shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This is happening.
Yeah.
All right. We're making plans already. Please bookmark this.
Yeah,
100%. I want to get in that tunnel.
I have abandoned churches near here in the forests. I have because we're in the desert, but 40 minutes away from here is the forest, like Crestline, Wrightwood. These like abandoned churches, abandoned hospitals, dude. I've done so much weird exploring.
I've explored some stuff in South Philly that I've been allowed to. Been in the Pine Barrens, the Jersey Devils kind of locations. Have gone to those places, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Done a sane asylum a little bit. Mental ward, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the one that's in our town that would like many people got they have a burial out back. That's how old it is. Like I've done some cool stuff, mm-hmm. but I got to get in. I want to go deeper, and I feel like I've done all the stuff around here. There's not much else.
Yeah,
I got to go deeper. Okay, damn, dude. This is, and we're ending on a high note.
High note ending. It's a great episode. I'm just fucking like, dude, told you, dude. Faceless, you're the man, dude.
Love it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Man. Awesome, hang out. We're just going to hang out. Don't get off when we sign off. We'll say goodbye. We'll say goodbye behind. Off air.
Okay, cool.
But, dude, fucking super fun episode.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Brother
for
Bear.
Both of us. Yeah, I've been Neil Wood. It's been at another. Faces. Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Dude, you're the man. Definitely got to have you back on down the road for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Absolutely.
I'd love to.
All right, gents.
Love it, Colt.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.